Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Jennifer Coffendaffer is the law and justice contributor for News Nation. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Can you tell us what...
thank you for having me.
What do you know so far? Maybe things that we haven't been able to cover on the show this afternoon.
Well, I think certainly at the root of this is we have a reason. We have answers because of a manifesto that was released. And so I think that's important for understanding. I mean, it's critical to understand that with these schools, they are just such soft targets. And unfortunately, makes it ripe for individuals who want to commit these sorts of crimes.
He or they went above and beyond because not only they shoot from the outside in through stained glass windows, but it's my understanding they barricaded the doors on the side of the building where they were shooting.
That's exactly right. This individual knew that school. His mother worked at that school, and so he was well acquainted with when individuals would be at Mass, which would provide the perfect target. He barricaded them in so he understood where exactly the doors would be and so that he could very expediently go and begin shooting and killing these poor innocents as they sat in their pews.
Jennifer, this is what you do. You're a law and justice contributor. I did not know the manifesto has been released. Has it been published? Is it accessible to all of us?
Well, it is accessible publicly. It was something that he actually sent out in advance of his crime. And so, you know, we see him actually, he made a short video of about 10 minutes long as he prepared and writing a note to his parents and siblings. So, yes, it is accessible.
I know you keep saying him and usually the profile is a male in their early 20s, but this individual identified as a female and in 2019 went to the court of law, his mother there on the documents, and changed their name to better reflect who they identified as, and that was a woman. So legally identified as a woman in the eyes of the law?
That's correct. Born a man, Robert, changed their name to Robin, and certainly they associate with being a woman.
And there, I've seen some things come through. Of course, I'm doing a show. Our news department is filled with journalists. They're covering everything that's coming in. But I also saw some really hateful speech about Jews.
Yeah, there is so much that this individual hated. Certainly the world, really, in a whole, hated Trump, religion, Jews, Catholics. Unfortunately, he was just seething with hate.
And for someone who published this, they put it on YouTube before the crime was committed. Is there nothing when it comes to artificial intelligence that would alert someone that what this person posted is seriously alarming and maybe someone needs to look into it?
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up because this is something that's going to have to change, and that is AI getting involved with identifying individuals who are capable of this sort of action by what their hate speech is. And, of course, it just causes issues because people don't want their privacy looked into. But in my view, if you're able to post that publicly, that puts you at a target possibly for law enforcement taking action.
Look, I hate all the AI surveillance, but it's the world in which we live. And if you literally are going to publish these types of things, and I understand drawings and some of the magazines that they used, then there needs to be somebody alerted. And is it unusual that a manifesto is released? Or I didn't quite understand whether it's been public released or enough people had it in their hands that it's now public. Because I know in the case of the Nashville school shooting, it's my understanding they never released the manifesto.
Right. That was kept very private. It was available to law enforcement, and then the FBI took it and has it left anew at the Behavioral Analysis Unit in Quantico. And that's something that's really been kept under wraps, except for part that was leaked by a law enforcement officer who suffered those consequences. But this came out publicly, and so that's why it's so available.
I'm debating on whether I can read it, because it is hate-filled, right?
Oh, it's hate-filled. I mean, the first part is basically apologies to the family that it wasn't their fault, that they were so loving, great parents, apologies to the siblings, suggestions to change their names, but just basically this person saying that they just could not stand the world they lived in anymore, and they couldn't handle the pain anymore.
And where did they get the guns?
Well, that I have not seen what we call the e-trace, which is what ATF does to determine where the guns come from. But I know it's been completed, and I will be very interested to see, because there was quite a collection. There was a handgun, there was a shotgun, and there was a semi-automatic rifle. A semi-automatic rifle holds 30 in one magazine in and of itself, so very powerful.
And how long did this person continue to shoot? I heard the number was 7 minutes.
That sounds pretty long. I haven't heard that exact time frame, but you can shoot 30 rounds in about 30 seconds. So it typically these shootings last such a small amount of time, a short amount of time. But if he reloaded and continued to shoot, I could see where that could be possible.
Anything else that you can share with our audience this afternoon?
You know, I just think it's so important that schools are really put on notice right now with these shootings happening weekly, mass shootings. And because of that, I just hope schools take heed and become harder targets, meaning fences, meaning surveillance cameras that are monitored, and maybe even bulletproof glass, because we can't continue to have this happen.
Right. And we would have never thought that it would have happened while children were in a pew saying their morning prayers on their first week of school. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jennifer Coffendaffer is our law and justice contributor for News Nation.